I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to our GeoQuiz now. We were searching for a towering bronze statue. It was unveiled this weekend in Senegal's capital, Dakar, to commemorate the country's 50 years of independence from France. Dakar, by the way, is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. It wasn't just people in Senegal marking the occasion. Bara Johanne is a Senegalese-American artist and a lawyer living in New York City. As an artist, do you like it?
I think it's awful. First of all, no African artist was involved. I think that in this kind of project, you have to at least organize a contest between artists to make it transparent and democratic process. That was not the case. And the president, Abdoulaye Wade, says he is the author of this monument.
It seems pretty innocuous, though. I mean, it's a very large statue, but it's of a man, woman, and child, and it's celebrating, you know, the African, it's called African Renaissance.
Yeah, but this monument, to me, stands against all what African Renaissance stands for. Africans are used to dialogue, consensus building. There was none. You know, our society were matrilineal, so the woman, the place and the role of woman. So you can see how the woman is diminished in these statues. That's why there is a criticism of sexism against this monument. Mm. You see a tall, strong man and a frail, poor woman standing behind and getting, you know, and this is not African. So no wonder it's been built by North Koreans. How can you talk about African Renaissance and not be able to build your own symbols?
Some $28 million was the price tag on this statue. Is there anything you like about the African Renaissance statue?
Absolutely nothing. I think it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. Because just go to Wakam, a village right next to the monument. See the poverty there. No education, no school, no hospital. People have been like, you know, very, very shocked by this.
Do you think this statue has become such a lightning rod that we might see a time, and not so far away, that they might take it down?
I am afraid so. I mean, there's such a strong opposition. So maybe, yeah, it has happened. It has happened in Iraq, right?
Right. Well, and, slightly different and, circumstances, one must say.
It depends, because the problem is the will of the people. Was it respected or not? In a democracy, you just don't act like a king. And look at the style. It's like neo, like what they used to do in Soviet Union, right? It's absolutely the same.
Not too surprising if it came from North Korea.
Yes, and this is why I say it has nothing to do with African Renaissance. The process, the negotiations, the way it looks, the way it's been funded, you don't build a national monument for Africa this way.
Bara Johanne, a Senegalese artist and lawyer based in New York City, thank you very much for speaking with us about the Africa Renaissance statue.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.